Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Ches. And today's Daf, on Amar Aleph, is one of the couple places in Shas where we find a mention of another type of muktzah. Where is that? The Gemara says, almost towards the bottom, Itmar basar meliach mutar l'taltaloi b'Shabbos. Basar tofel, Rav Huna amar mutar l'taltaloi, Rav Chista amar asar l'taltaloi. Basar meliach, salted meat, which a person could eat, a person is permitted to be metaltal that on Shabbos is not muktzah. However, basar tofel, which a person cannot eat, Rav Huna says it's mutter to be metaltal. Rav Chista says it is usher to be metaltal. The Gemara says, how can Rav Huna say that it's mutter to be metaltal? For Rav Huna talmid de Rav hava, the Rav could be huda svirulei the isle muktzah. Rav Huna is a talmid of Rav who holds over the isra muktzah. So why is it permitted to be metaltal this if you can't eat it? The Gemara answers, "B'muktzah la'achila savalak Reb Yehuda, b'muktzah l'taltel savalak Reb Shimon." As we've seen many times, the machlekes Rav Yehuda and Reb Shimon about muktzah on Shabbos by specific types of muktzah, whether or not there's muktzah, and Reb Shimon says there's no muktzah, and Rav Yehuda says there is muktzah. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Shimon b'negeya regular muktzah. When it comes to muktzah of achila, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, b'negeya tiltal, he holds like Reb Shimon. However, b'negeya achila, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What's this new concept, muktzah of achila? We know about muktzah for tiltal. Here the Gemara says it's a concept called muktzah of achila. The truth is, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Beis, brings a makar for muktzah, which seemingly is a makar min ha-Torah. V'haya b'yayim ha-shishi, v'echinu eis ha-asher yaviyu, and Rashi says that hechinu is a lashon of azmana, a person has to prepare in his mind when it's still day before Shabbos the things that he's going to need for Shabbos. And whatever is not prepared is nechshav, is considered a hachana for malacha, and it can be over on the level of l'sasa kol malacha. So even though the Gemara l'maskana is doiche the words of Rabbah who said this memra, the Arishanim that say the Rabbah still holds that muktzah is asur min ha-Torah. However, most of the Rishonim say that lahalacha there is no isra of muktzah min ha-Torah. So the truth is, we already had a makar for muktzah. Daf kuf chav gimel days, we had Nehemiah. Nehemiah seemingly was the one that was gezer muktzah. But the truth is, over there, all Nehemiah talked about and the Gemara talked about was kelim. Gzeira on kelim. Klisha malachta laheter, klisha malachta laisser, whether the tiltal is mutter l'tzarech gufa l'tzarech mekoyman, that was the sugya over there. But the achronim, many achronim say that besides for that isra of tiltal, there's another type of muktzah. And that muktzah is the muktzah of the isra of being oichel, food which is muktzah, and hishtamshus, which is separate from the tiltal. And there's a big discussion, this whole sugya of muktzah is a tremendous discussion in the Rishonim and achronim. But the Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis says that Nehemiah's muktzah, the reason why they were guys of the muktzah, the Gemara says, v'tiltal gufei lav misha maitzahi. And many of the Rishonim learned that the Yisoid and the Siba for the Muktzah that Nehemiah was Gerza was because he was concerned that if we allow people to use Kalim on Shabbos, certain Kalim, they're going to make a Maisa Haitzah, they're going to do an Isser, the Raisa of Haitzah. And then they go into a discussion, so why only certain Kalim? But that's really beyond the scope of this little shir. However, now that we established that there's a Muktzah of Nehemiah, which the Gemara says is because of a Gzeira of Haitzah, and now we have this other type of muktzah, which is also usr, and that isr is not an isr of tiltal, it's an isr of achila and an isr of ishtamshus. And we find that this muktzah of achila and ishtamshus is more chamer in many places than the isr of muktzah. The first place we find it is Al Gemara. Rav Huna, who holds like Rav Shimon ben Igea the muktzah of tiltal, and he permits the muktzah of tiltal, for achila he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's going to be more chamer. And the Pnei Yeshua says that if that's the case, we have to say that although, even though we mentioned that the makar for this Isser Muktzah of Achila is that Gemara and Psachim of Hechino Yisashay Yaviyu, he says that could only be an Asmachta Ba'alma. But they have to have the same underlying Yisoid. Because if we're going to say that the Isser of Achila, the Muktzah of Achila, is only from the Pasuk of Hechino Yisashay Yaviyu, how could it be that that's going to be more Chamer than the Isser of Tiltal, which has a chashash isra dairaisa of isra haitzah? So he says, really, both muktzahs, the makar and the yisoid and the siba, is because we're concerned about isra haitzah. He says that the isra achila, the muktzah of achila, could be more chamer because it also has an asmachta. It has the asmachta of v'echinu eis asher yaviyu. One other point among the many in the sugya of muktzah is we know that there's a heter of muktzah l'soirich oichal nefesh an yamtif, meaning a person can be metaltel mukta if it's l'tzarich l'chol nefesh. However, we find that hesek, burning wood, that's mukta, is asr on yamtif. Meaning, the hishtamshus is asr. Even though tiltil could be mutter, we find that again, the hishtamshus, over there burning it, is the achila of the wood, is going to be asr on yamtif. So again, we find this concept that the mukta of achila could be more chomer than the isr of tiltil. Have a wonderful day.